Season 1, episode 9.
9.
And today's going to be a fun episode.
Did I hear a er in there?
A niner? You did not, but I will say episode 9er if niner. You'd like me to.
Yes.
Season 1, episode 9er.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Not 40.
Not 49er.
No.
Because
they're really 41.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah. Trey sucks.
Today, we are going to chat a little bit about, I don't know how you guys feel about ghosts. I know my daughter is a big believer in ghosts. I do not believe in ghosts.
I have places to take you.
It's fine. Take me. It won't scare the shit out of me.
Oh, you'll shit your pants.
I actually think I will not shit my pants.
Dude, Scooby-Doo houses everywhere.
Do you believe in ghosts, Nick?
I think the majority of me says yes.
Is that the top half, bottom half, right side, left side?
Backside, you said?
Well, let's get back to that after we figure out what the hell are we drinking, Kyle?
Well, today I have brought this limited release beer from Deschutes Brewery. This is the Twilight Summer Ale. And this bad boy, apparently they can't keep in the stores. But the profile on this is a bright and crisp flavor profile, like the freshest citrus in easy drinking summer ale. IBUs 38, alcohol 5%.
I'm going to say that that profile is
spot on.
Spot on.
I'm with you.
That's a pretty good beer.
Yeah.
Did you notice that it says Born in Oregon on it?
I did actually, Will. We have actually been to this brewery.
I know.
It actually says born in Bend, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. We haven't been to the Bend one.
I can't see
the
Bend part.
We've been in their Portland location before. Will doesn't really remember it. Neither did I. I remember it now.
Food in there, right? That was the food one?
Yes, that was the one.
They had great food.
Amazing food. But yeah, that was a pretty awesome brewery. I liked it in there. Great beers, great food. I'd go back.
I would definitely go back. It was great. Good place. Shut up, Nick.
We're also going to talk about some summertime stuff.
Well, we just did with this summertime ale.
And then Will has brought all sorts of goodies for us to munch on today.
Lots. I'm pretty excited.
Very weird goodies.
Getting you guys fat.
These were. I like it.
What are they?
Those are disgusting.
Tell everybody what they are.
I took a piece of them.
They're Black Castle salami whips.
Oh,
they semi-dry cured and picante.
I like a good.
It's an authentic European style recipe with 8 feet of tender salami, traditional salami.
Is it all one piece?
Yeah, I guess so. Or it's kind of broken into chunks. Mine came out like nunchucks.
Did it?
Yeah, with robust onion, garlic, and habanero notes. Oh, thank God. I didn't see this originally. Free of all major food allergies like milk, eggs, fish, crustaceans, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheats, soybeans.
Gluten so basically free. It has everything in it.
Pretty
much. Sounds like.
I have.
If salami surface is white, it's still good. This occurs naturally when cured salami is exposed to cold. For optimal appearance, do not refrigerate even after opening.
Interesting.
For optimal appearance?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. We also have some beef sticks that Will brought from Buffalo Bob's, and I hold in my hands a beef and pheasant stick.
He holds beef in his hands.
Yeah, I do.
Weird.
You don't hold beef in your hands?
Only when I gotta pee.
How do you do it?
I stand in front of the toilet.
You put on your weenus?
my shiwi.
Your shiwi. Then I also have a beef and ostrich stick.
That sounds delish.
I have one of those as well.
Actually, this one terrifies me because ostrich eggs just terrify me.
Well, it's not the eggs.
I know.
I had an ostrich burger at Ocean Shores once, and it was diet red meat. It's what it tastes like. It was good though. I mean, it just tasted
interesting.
Diet.
Have you tried that new meat that they have that's actually like vegetarian, but it looks like real ground beef?
No.
It has a like a bloody look to it.
No.
And it doesn't even take. I mean, for the
I
most
ask
part,
you why would anyone want to do that?
It's some new like revolutionary process that they have for making these vegetarian burgers, and they say to take the challenge.
Don't you know that vegetarians are ruining spotted owl homes by eating their houses.
Yep.
Come on, man. Yeah. Come on. 10 years
from now, they're going to be like, my bad. Yeah, the blood look was just blood.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, told well, you. I'm not a vegetarian, so I really don't know anything about them much, but I just know that these burgers, White Castle now makes one of these burgers.
Now, why would White Castle sink to that level?
The Wahlburgers burger chain has
one. I know,
one.
Yeah. So when I was there in Vegas, I ate at the Wahlburgers, and they had the Vegas or the vegetarian burger, and someone ordered it next to me, and I looked at it. It looked like a regular fucking burger, but I'm not eating grass in my burger, man.
I'm going to be there next week.
I want my burger to eat grass.
What'd you think of their burgers? I've been wanting to have one of their burgers for a long time, and I think I might do it next week.
It was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Worth it?
It was, yeah, totally worth it. But if you want fries, I think it's extra, but their burger is enough to fill you up. It's huge. It's good.
Let's see. How were the fries?
I didn't have them.
Oh. Okay.
Idiot.
I had beer.
I also hold in my hands a alligator and beef.
I am very intrigued by that one.
That sounds awesome.
First one to try.
I had the kangaroo one, which Will is holding.
I am holding in my hands kangaroo. We're gonna try it, Bob. Buffalo Bob's.
I'd fuck me.
Would
you fuck me?
It puts the lotion on the skin, or it gets the hose again.
So I already ate the kangaroo, but yeah, I have the beef and ostrich, wild boar.
Yeah, I bet you that tastes like bacon.
Have you guys ever had wild boar before?
Yeah. There's a place what is that? There's a place like right by the mall.
Fuck. What mall?
Fuck boars.
Something onion?
Fuck boars.
Blazing onion?
They fucking have a wild, onions.
Blazing onion. They have a wild boar burger.
I had, I went to this Brazilian steakhouse called Ipanema in Seattle. It's one of those where you have a coaster. And your coaster is red on one side, green on the other. And when you want them to bring you food, you flip it to green. And then they keep coming by your table with different types of meats. And then they...
Is that a Brazilian place?
Yeah, that's why I said it's a Brazilian steakhouse.
Oh, I was still focusing on the Ipanema Wajima.
Yeah.
It was just Ipanema.
There it is. Yeah, I want to try a Brazilian steakhouse. That's what I hear.
It's pretty cool, but a couple things for you guys to know if you ever go to one, which I didn't know this. It was the first time I ever went, and it has like a buffet table, so you get all your sides at a buffet table, and I think it's like $30 a person for a meal. So you go there, you pay your $30, you get a plate, you go over to the buffet table, you get all your sides, you come back to your table, flip your coaster green, then they start bringing different types of meats by your table. So they would have, you name it, ostrich, pork, beef, all sorts of different types of ways that they've cooked it, and they just shred pieces off on your plate if you want.
So did you have wild boar?
So I had wild boar, and it was just, I don't know, for me it was just way too gamey.
Yeah.
I was not a fan. But the funny thing about that place was after we finished, I was like, I'm going to try this meat, and I'm going to try that meat, and I was trying all sorts of different things, and next thing I know I have on my plate like a good amount of meat. I'm like, well, fuck, I'm not going to finish all that, but I'm just going to bring the rest home then. Fuck it. They don't let you bring home a doggy bag.
Oh.
They do not.
What a waste.
It was a total waste. I don't know why they won't, but...
Recycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do they do? Stick it back on the thing and act like they're shaving it off again?
Who knows?
You know who knows? This guy.
Okay.
He likes Brazilian pork.
I also have a maple duck stick.
Ooh.
I want to get into this maple duck stick.
So, duck to me, I've had duck, and to me,
I
talk about gamey.
Love
it's
duck.
Greasy and gamey to me. Oh,
it's so good.
Man. It must not have been done right when
Sierra,
I ate it.
Sierra and I made a duck meal from HelloFresh the other night, and it was amazing.
Dude, duck is great.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah,
while
it's great when someone's throwing something at you.
Well, you're opening that one up. I'm opening up the alligator.
Well, then I'm going to open up a roux.
Ooh.
Kanga.
Kanga roux?
Kanga style. What was that show? Kangaroo
Winnie
Jack?
Winnie the Pooh.
Kangaroo. Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, Jesus.
No, he's not Jesus.
I can't open this thing.
Maybe not to you.
Yeah, you got a box knife?
All right. Got some alligator in my mouth.
Does it bite back? Pretty good?
Pretty tasty.
I'm going to try the roux, yo. I'm going to break a little piece off if I can get the mother.
Will's really struggling right now.
I like the kangaroo better than the duck.
Yeah? The duck is...
I feel like they put too much, like, It's too sweet. Too much like maple sugar or something.
Well, it is maple duck, Nick. All right, kangaroo in my mouth. I feel like I could jump over a building.
You can't.
I feel like I could just tuck a baby into my pouch.
You probably could.
And hop away. I feel like I could box someone.
Nope.
I don't know. It's kangaroo, man.
Do you feel like you're hanging out with Crocodile Dundee?
Good day, mate.
Yeah. That's not a knife.
That's not a knife.
This is a knife.
Call that a knife? That ain't a knife. Why do they sound so funny?
Because they're from down under.
Yeah. I come from a land down under.
Yeah. Does anybody know the words to that song? Like, at some point, I feel like they're like turning to the Scat Man.
Kangaroo's some tough meat, man.
So I've had the kangaroo, the alligator, the duck, and so far the salami whips are really doing it for me.
I like the alligator. That one wasn't bad. That one's probably my favorite so far.
I'm going for the wild boar. I think this one's really gonna hit home for me.
All right, I'm gonna wait on a little bit of this meat for a bit, but I like this beer.
Washes the duck down.
It does. Will brought so much other treats with him too. He's got these smash mallows, strawberries and cream.
Those are gonna go good with my beer, I think. The beer
sounds like a night of the Ross.
Oh, party. The maple duck is pretty breakfasty.
Yeah, it is. Will also brought some hot pepper fire trucks from the Dutch Gustav's Dutch Licorice.
I don't even know what is going on there until I try it.
It's gonna be a party in your mouth, Nick, and everybody's coming.
They look like some intricate like
diamond turtles.
Carved fucking licorice turtles with lava flowing out of them.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Is that what it looks like?
It's liquid filling.
What kind of liquid filling?
Hot pepper, I would imagine.
Well, hello, pepper boy.
Huh. Anyway.
All right, I'm going to do some alligators.
Well, while you're trying your alligators, let's talk a little bit of summertime.
Yeah.
You guys got any big plans?
Yep.
You do?
Yep.
What do you got?
Enjoy the sun.
Oh,
there you go, Will.
A lot of planning involved with that, I imagine.
It's actually pretty easy.
When I meant big plans, I meant like, are you going to do anything special? Camping? Going out of town? How about some beer festivals? What are you thinking?
Beer festivals, for sure. Brew 5-3 is in August. I will be there.
Well, I will be there too.
I will be probably smashed.
Maybe Nick will be there with us and the Brews crew.
We're giving you 2 months of advance notice.
Where is it?
Downtown Tacoma.
Maybe what we'll do, that's in August, that's plenty of time for us to build up about it. Maybe we'll make a contest where we'll describe something Nick will be wearing, and if people find us, they'll win something.
What would they win? The beer is all free. Well, not really free. You pay $30 to get in, but
something here's to brew related.
I like it. Win a date with Nick.
Well, Nick's married, Will.
Well, I hope his wife wins then.
This ostrich is tasty.
You like the ostrich?
I do.
The alligator was pretty good, man. Some kind of like cinnamon or nutmeg or something in that.
I want to go camping.
Where at? Anywhere special?
I don't know. 6-year-old's never really been camping. Right now, we went and picked up him a tent yesterday, like his own little personal one. So we set that up in the backyard. So he was hanging out in there, but it'd be nice to go somewhere.
You know where would be fun to go would be Leavenworth. That's a fun place to go camping.
I thought about that. I thought about just spontaneously leaving yesterday and going to Leavenworth.
So I saw it on the news.
You'd have a hard time finding a place there right now if you went.
Yesterday I saw it on the news. It was bright, sunny, awesome looking in Leavenworth. Those buildings are cool.
I stayed there a couple years ago. We went camping there, and we stayed at just one of the KOA's campgrounds. Which was filthy, by the way. It was terrible, but
it's camping, Kyle.
I know, but you stayed at KOA. A KOA has bathrooms there, showers there.
That's not camping, Kyle. You need to shit in a hole in the ground.
I'm not going to camp to that extent. Oh. If I can pitch a tent somewhere, if I can pitch a tent somewhere and start a fire and then maybe go on some hikes and come back to that, later and have facilities for going to the bathroom, that's roughing it enough for me.
I just shit in the corner of the tent because you can just hose tents out with the material they're made.
No, yeah, you're right. Or just get a scoop shovel.
That's probably the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
After all them salami whips, that shit's going to be nasty, dude.
I want to try my Conchita.
Why don't you describe the Conchita to us?
Why don't you tell everybody the snack that we have?
I kind of want to try it too, but I'm going to throw up.
I will not be trying this.
I will be throwing
you guys
up.
This, it's imported from Spain. The box, it looks like it's been sitting at a garage sale for like 7 years and it's just beat up. It's called Conchita.
Conchita.
Calamar jumbo. Basically giant calamari. It's kind of like
octopus legs almost.
Yeah.
But squid-like.
But in a can.
But in a can, like sardines.
Is this going to reek up this room?
Oh, God, I hope not.
This is terrible, dude. If it is, you're taking it outside at one point here.
Would you like to know the datos de nutrición?
Not really.
Whatever that meant.
I'm not really sure there is any.
This is going to be so amazing.
It's going to stick to your butt on the way
out.
Holy
sodium.
It's got to be like sardines then, huh? No, it's like a can like sardines.
Oh, God, it's going to stink so fucking bad, dude. I feel like we shouldn't be doing this early.
No, we should.
We should, actually. Get it out of the way, and then we'll air the place out. I can't even smell it, and I'm throwing up.
It's not even open yet, and I want to puke.
This is a tough can.
Oh, God, it looks terrible. It looks so bad.
I can't even see it, and I'm glad. Nick, keep that shit over there.
Dude, this thing is like made out of Iron Man. It's like trying to rip open Terminator's butthole. Do you got any, like, hot sauce and a fork?
Oh, God.
That's not how you... We're camping right now. You eat it with your fingers.
No, I'll get in there. There's a big
God,
piece
Jesus,
right here.
Oh, my shit.
Oh, God. I am literally...
Oh, my Jesus.
I'm going to puke watching this right
it's
now.
It's stuck. It's like there's a sticky thing.
Dude, there's... Somewhere in the world would pay money to watch you eat this.
I'm so happy that these people are not watching this right now because you guys would be gagging at home. This looks
so
disgusting.
Do it, Squid Boy.
It's like a mini alien dong. Look, it's like...
You're about to swallow an alien dong.
Oh, God, that is not fucking right. Dude! Without a... Is it chewy?
Yeah, it's chewy.
Can you blow bubbles with that shit?
God, it's got a funk to it.
Look at his face.
Try it, Will. I mean, it's not bad.
Go over there and try it, though. We don't need to pass that past all the...
Does it smell? I can't smell it.
Yeah, it smells. It smells terrible.
It smells like straight butt cheeks, dude.
How much do you want to bet Nick will eat that whole fucking can?
I hope not. I feel really bad for his wife. Lindsay, if you're listening, I feel really bad for you tonight.
Ugh. He's not going to need toilet paper.
He's licking his fingers. That's disgusting.
I don't want that shit on my fingers.
Well, I need some sort of napkins and forks and hot sauce or something.
Anything else?
Let me just get a picture of this.
Let me get a waiter.
You want to put another one in your mouth here?
I don't know if there's any big jumbos like the last one.
Terrible.
Oh, it smells like...
And Will's going in for a bite.
I'm doing one little one, guys.
Will, you look like you're about to puke your brains out. He could not drink his beer any faster right now. His eyes are in the back of his head. Sweat is beating up on his forehead.
Oh, Nick, dude. What's wrong with your taste buds?
I just like eating stuff. I'm telling you, we get some Tabasco and a fork.
Gross. I honestly feel like I don't even want that in this room anymore. I feel like it needs to go.
Not a bad pick, Will.
I knew you were going to be the only one that liked that shit. The lady, so I asked the lady in the store.
It's got to go, dude. It's got to get out of here. The smell is so bad right now. So, my eyes are watering.
Originally, what I was looking for is like crickets, something like that. Something
I've already
that
eaten
we would all
crickets.
Eat those. I've never had them, so I was going to get something weird. So I asked the lady, got anything weird to eat? She's like,
where were
what
you?
Do you mean?
Where were you?
World Market.
Okay.
And I figured that's the place to go, right? And I go, you got anything weird to eat? And she goes, oh, come this way. She shows me this can of that shit. And she's like, it seems really strange. We bought them as a joke for my son. And we all tried one. And now I eat them all the time.
Disgusting.
Oh, what's wrong with her? Because I just tried one.
Are you ready to eat more? You're just
going
to stock
up? I think someone needs to call Spain and say no more. Don't ship that shit here.
I think you just need to...
Gross! God!
Oh, dude!
No!
What is that, the duck one?
Ostrich.
He's Nick dipping his ostrich meat into the octopus juice.
Gross.
Oh, fuck. This you are disgusting.
You guys may hear somebody puke on this podcast.
I almost did it. My eyes were watering.
Mine are watering right now, and the smell is not helping. That shit has to go.
You guys don't know how to eat good.
I guess not. When you're carrying it downstairs, please be careful not to trip and drop any of it anywhere, please.
I might.
Also,
please, God, do not.
I brought in Amish popcorn for Kyle's daughter.
Yep. Yes, you did.
And if anyone knows what Amish popcorn is, it's a little ear of corn that you just throw in a bag and throw it in the microwave, and it shoots everywhere.
Including out of the bag. That shit was a mess.
Awesome.
We had to have been doing something wrong.
Yeah, we bought Amish popcorn.
Oh, that was
Nick
terrible.
Nick is fucked.
That was terrible.
How is he not throwing up, though? He's probably down there scooping the rest of it out and eating it. Let
me tell you right now, I have seen Nick eat a plethora of weird-ass shit.
It tasted like hot garbage. Yeah.
Ugh.
With a little hint of rotten fish.
And he wanted more and Tabasco and a fork. Like
I think you put hot sauce on anything, you could eat it, but I just wanted you guys to have to suffer through that.
That was terrible.
It was horrible. It was awesome.
Very happy that you guys just get to listen to it and not actually witness this.
Hey, that's
it. Terrible.
If you guys could find Nick at Brew 5-3, I'll bring you a can of octopus legs, arms.
I feel like we should make that part of the competition, that if they find Nick, they have to shoot one of those with Nick, and he'll just have the can there.
Oh, it's so gross.
And if they do, they win a t-shirt.
they win my respect is what they win, because that shit is nasty.
We will buy them a beer.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
Here he comes. Old octopus man. There he goes, into the
bathroom. Straight to the
bathroom. You got tentacles coming out of your butt? Bung.
Okay, it's breaking news.
Oh, breaking news.
So,
trying to climb back out?
It was already pretty tasty, but I brought it downstairs and dumped a bunch of Tapatio in there.
Ooh.
And then scooped it up and mashed in some of the Maui onion chips at the same time.
Yeah. That was where it was at, huh?
No.
No.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
This stuff's good.
You're fucking sick.
Yeah. Really fucking disgusting.
I'm going to keep going on these salami whips.
Go ahead. Grab a beer. Another beer.
I want to try the fire trucks.
You want to do that now?
I guess.
Why don't we pace
ourselves? Dude, what is wrong with your stomach? You just
had nonstop eating since we've started this.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Wait till I
Lindsay,
get the hot dog
roller. If you're listening, you need to feed Nick before the podcast from now on.
It's not going
to
help.
Oh, man.
Honestly, when the hot dog roller gets here, Nick, we're going to put it right by you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Just keep the buns warm.
Back to, he'll keep the buns warm.
No soggy buns.
No soggy buns.
So back to the summertime.
Summertime. What about it, Kyle?
Well,
what do you plan on doing this summer?
I think at one point towards the end of the summer, I'm going to try and plan a road trip for me and my daughter. I don't know where yet, too. Somewhere different, though. Maybe over towards Montana, Idaho, somewhere up that way.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I want to plan a trip at least 4 nights in Mexico. Towards the end, maybe September, October.
And 1 night in Bangkok.
No, because people get lost in Bangkok.
I'd like to go to Thailand.
I would, too.
Thailand's probably one of my top 3 places right now.
I would,
now.
Too, but their food is a lot like what we were just eating.
They have spiders as big as your face.
And that's one of their legs that Nick is eating right now.
That's what I was thinking when I was like, wah!
It looks like arachnophobia.
It looks like John Candy. Or no, John Goodman.
John Goodman has an arachnophobia.
Summer makes me think about how I've failed myself every single year.
Oh,
what do you mean? Why?
Because every time I get to like September, October, I'm like, all right, now's the time to start getting in shape.
Mm.
Because when summer rolls around, then I can take my shirt off.
Yeah, my shirt's
staying
on all
summer. And not look like a water buffalo.
You guys are crazy. You cannot start getting in shape until after the new year. Just because all that food at Thanksgiving. No, but you have to,
because you need a few months to even just get yourself like acclimated to even doing that in general. Then yeah, you have a little slip ups there, but at least you're working towards it. And then slip the next half a year before summer is when you start getting in shape. But yeah, I failed that one again.
Mine always, when summer ends, I always think, what the fuck did I do this summer? I didn't even do anything. I didn't even do anything fun. And now I want to start single. I can go out, go do wherever, whatever I want, right?
Sure.
So I think that September, October, I'm heading to Mexico.
Mexico, Tijuana.
I want to go to Cancun. I haven't been there yet, but I heard it's really bad right now.
Is Cancun the Bahamas side?
Yeah, it's on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, that's where I would want to go to.
But I heard Cancun right now is really bad for tourists to get kidnapped and held for ransom.
I'll tell you right now, if you get held for ransom, Will, all I'm going to do is send them a few beers and maybe some of these hot pepper fire trucks.
I'll tell you right now, cans if I get held for ransom, it's because they're stupid. I have nothing to offer them.
Oh, we know that.
Cans of calamari.
Oh, yeah. And some cougar bait.
Say, I know about Conchita.
I'll tell you right now, they will definitely eat those cans of calamari.
That's so gross.
They will eat anything. That's
so, don't they have those, what are those big, almost snail-like things, but you're not supposed to eat them? They're endangered.
Chupacabras.
No. No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Wait, starts with a C. Conches? Conch?
Oh, like a, well, a conch is the shell.
Yeah, and then, but they have the meat stuff in there, and people eat those. You're not
supposed to eat those?
Really?
You're not supposed to. Well, I guess they're endangered. I think you're not supposed to. A lot of people poach them over there.
Interesting.
I would try it.
I didn't know that. I would eat it.
Well, we know, Nick.
You'd eat anything.
Basically anything that sits down in front of you.
If somebody told you a delicacy was the inside of an elephant's ass, you would eat it.
You'd be gnawing right through that shit.
Well, just let me get a fork and some hot sauce.
Faces everything.
You ever see that Faces of Death stuff?
With the one where
with the monkey, and they close the table around the monkey's head, and everybody takes a hammer and cracks the monkey while it's still alive, cracks his head open and eats his brains.
Monkey brains.
That's something that you would do.
Well, is that adrenaline and the fear that gets the brain tasting so good?
Oh, okay. All right.
Interesting.
Ooh, I think we learned a little bit about Nick today.
Well, are we getting any of these other beers?
I would like to have a beer.
Nick only grabbed one for himself.
That's nice of you, Nick. Do you do know that that's not a real can? You can actually pour it in a cup. So place. Nick is drinking out of, what do they call that?
Crowler.
Crowler.
It's a can and it's a growler.
That's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of beer in
it's
there.
It's a crowler.
I do appreciate Nick bringing this beer because it is one of my favorite beers from this brewery.
Mine too. Mr. Crowler.
Well, I'm not big on the ambers, but I feel like I am always bringing more IPAs, so.
I got you. I brought a double IPA this week.
I know. It's
Will will appreciate that you brought an amber.
I appreciate the hell out of it.
Do you appreciate the will out of it?
Oh.
I need a wheelchair?
You do need a wheelchair.
So I just choked on it. I think that thing is crawling back out of my throat.
Gross. Fucking disgusting. Nick, why don't you tell everybody about what you brought and the process of them canning this crowler?
So it's the Amber Adventure from the Powerhouse Brewery.
Love it.
In Puyallup.
Puyallup, Washington.
6.1% ABV. The born on date here is May 27th, 2018. I think it's because I got it today.
Freshly done.
No, yeah, it's pretty cool, though. They take the can, then they got these beefy-ass lids, but he goes over there and puts a beer in there, and then he's like, I'm just putting some extra CO2 in here for you to keep it fresh longer.
Oh, thanks.
Even though you're going to probably pound them today. Yeah. There you go. Then cool, there's these people sitting next to me that were eating the breasts of fire.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I like fiery boobies.
Yep.
I love their food at Powerhouse. It's good. Really good.
Yep. It is really good. So he turns on the machine. You can see their like plates like, but they're still dipping at it. And then, hey, he just goddamn thing just starts spinning. He sets the can on there, winds it up. I'm waiting for him to smash his finger, not because I really wanted to, but I kind of would have been entertaining.
Because you know it's something you would have done.
Yeah, probably. And then drop the lid on top. He slides it under ever so cautiously, and then zip, zip. It's like one side rotates around the bottom, one side rotates around the top, and you got yourself a can.
That's a pretty cool deal, huh?
Mm-hmm. It is cool.
I heard those machines are spendy.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah, because the fucking engineering on them has only been around for like 700 years.
What do you think, Will?
I love this beer. I've always loved this beer. What a great beer. Anytime you get a good amber, you got to jump all over it.
Or just drink it.
That too, but I like jumping on mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
So, if anyone's listening named Amber,
oh,
I like your beer.
I've got like hot sauce and random meats and octopus floating around in my throat. And
I hate
you. He's got one hand with a beer in his hand, the other hand with jerky in his other hand.
I hate you.
Oh,
yeah, boy.
There it is.
All right. That is a good goddamn beer.
So, one thing that was funny today that I didn't want to, like, your kids ever do shit and you don't want to laugh? Like, it's so fucking hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like 50 hard years ago, my
not
kids
to fucking
did, yeah.
laugh. And the little bastard, so, it was like last weekend, I walk out and he's watching It.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I just want to watch this.
The OG one?
No, the new one. I'm like, no, you can't watch this, buddy. Sorry.
He's like, it's clown's dad.
Yeah, it's fine. I just want to watch it. No, so I turn it off. I'm like, here, you can watch whatever this garbage is that you like to watch sometimes. And then my wife goes back out there a little later, and he's watching Insidious.
What's wrong with this kid?
I loved horror movies, so he must get it from me.
Probably.
And so she's like, you need to get some sort of parental control on this thing, blah, blah. I'm like, whatever. So I'm like, do it. I set it up, and I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, like, easy password. So Lindsay and I both know I'm just going to do 1111.
Just
be over it. But I was
insulting how smart kids are.
I was kind of hoping that he would just, like, anytime he's trying to see something and it shuts him down, that he's just like, damn it, foiled again.
Nope.
And so I'm getting dressed.
He's sitting there. If my dad was to set this code, what numbers would he choose?
Oh, Jesus. Probably 1111. Isn't that what was the code on Spaceballs?
Oh, yeah. Was it 1234?
1234, yeah.
So I'm trying to get dressed, and he's like, Dad. Yeah.
He's rubbing it in?
I'm like, hold on. Well, I didn't know yet. Daddy. I'm like, dude, I'm getting dressed. What? Just hang on a sec. I want to show you something.
I broke the code, motherfucker.
He's like, telling on himself.
He's like, Mom.
He's smart, but not that smart.
Yeah. And I'm like, God, I come out there. I'm like, what, dude? He's got this biggest shit-eating grin on his face. Watch this. I'm like, what? And so you got this speak into the remote thing on for the Xfinity.
Yep.
He's like, YouTube. And then it pops up and the parental control thing pops up and he just sits there and he's just smiling at me. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get dressed. He's like, wait, boop, 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 boop. And it pops up and he just sits there and is so fucking pleased with himself. He's just staring at me and I'm trying not to laugh my ass, like, to the point I didn't want to grin or anything, and I couldn't yell at him because I would have done the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
I had to walk off, and he's like just yelling down the hallway. He's like, it's 1111. That's the password. I'm like, oh my God, you little asshole.
It's funny that you bring this up, because I imagine every parent has gone through this scenario. Not with the code, but with just
something,
wanting to laugh at their kids when they're angry with them. I remember with my daughter, it was the same thing. We were at my parents' house one day, and I remember she was being a little pain in the ass. And so I sent her, she has a room set up at my parents' house too. So I sent her to her room, and she's storming off into her room over there. And she's like, I can't remember what she said exactly, but it was so funny the way she worded it. Like, she was a little adult, and I'm sitting there yelling at her like, get in your room right now. And then she says something hilarious.
that just completely made me turn around the corner, look at my parents, and just like hold my face from laughing because it was so funny. Shut up! Go to your room!
Do you ever wonder why? So kids keep all their toys in their room, usually, right? They got everything in there that they want.
But they
you
never...
send them to their room and they're pissed off.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right.
I think it's a matter of them thinking they just don't want to be told what to do.
Tell you what. Someone goes into my house and says, go to your room. You're like, sweet.
Peace. You
go lay down and watch TV.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, I don't even have to say it anymore. My daughter spends 95% of her time in her room now.
What if it was like piggybacking off of last night where he just was overtired? We went out and did way too much in the morning, got too much energy out. And then he went out with my wife for a walk for a while, came back. And we're trying to watch a movie and he's just being an a-hole. Won't sit still, just fucking around over and over and over. And I gave him so many warnings, so many freaking warnings, and finally just pissed him like, "That's it! Go brush your teeth!" And then just worse and worse from there. And then like by the time like he's finally in bed, and I'm trying, and he wants to get the last word every time, which pisses me off. So I keep saying something after him, and he just like stop talking. And then he's so fucking mad. I was like, all right, good night, love you. He's like, I don't care if you love me. He's like, I'm never giving you a hug and a kiss ever again. I'm like, all right, dude, stop talking.
Okay,
like,
good night.
I'm like, knock it off. Stop it. It's just back and forth. Like,
that's so funny.
Did you win?
Man.
Did you win? He won. So. I guarantee he won.
I can't remember. But, my God, they're just so freaking stubborn.
I wouldn't change it, though, man. Looking back, I mean, my kids are all grown now. Looking back, I miss that shit. I miss the little arguments I had with the little ones, you know?
Me too.
And they say some of the fucking funniest shit.
Because those arguments are the fun arguments.
Oh, yeah.
The arguments when they're, like, 16 are the arguments that are just, like...
Because it's more intellectual on them.
I'm going to have a heart attack if I have more arguments like I do with Sierra.
There's some funny shit kids do. I mean, like, I was standing in line with my oldest one. He was maybe four. And every time we're watching TV at home, hot chick on TV. Oh, check it out, hot chick. Just, you know, I'll elbow him, just joking around as a little kid. And we're standing in line, and there's a very good-looking woman in front of us. And out loud, he just tugs on me. Daddy, is that a hot chick? And I was like... beet red, and I looked at her and I looked down at him and I go, yes, she's very pretty. And she looked like she turned red and she paid for her shit and got out of there. And I was like, oh dude, I was so beet red. But they do the funniest shit like that.
Embarrassing moments with kids happen all the time. I remember when I was probably like 21 and Sierra was old enough to talk. Maybe it was a little older, maybe it was like 22. I remember we were at a grocery store and she's talking, the cashier is talking to Sierra and, oh, what are you going to do this weekend? And Sierra throws out a comment, probably not much of anything. My dad's going to sit around and play video games. And I'm like, you little shit.
I know my youngest one, we would watch The Simpsons all the time and shit. He was probably maybe 3 or 4 also. And at the time we go through the grocery store and there's donuts set up off to the side. And he just starts wiggling his fingers and he goes, ooh, donuts, just like fucking Homer. And I was like, Jesus Christ, man, maybe we need to turn the TV off.
They're smarter than we give them credit for.
Oh, yeah. I think they hold meetings. I'm not sure. I think they all hold meetings.
Like Boss Baby.
Yeah. I think it's a real thing. Little assholes. Love them, though.
Let's get on to the topic of ghosts and Bigfoot and UFOs.
Ooh. That's right up my wheelhouse.
If you guys would list them by order of which one you think is more probable, where would you start?
Aliens.
And then?
Ghosts.
And then?
Bigfoot.
Okay. Nick?
I'm probably going aliens. I think it's the same thing. Aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot. I think that's probably where I'd go to.
I'm going aliens, Bigfoot, ghosts.
If you don't believe in aliens, it's like taking a cup of water and dipping it in the ocean. Just because you don't have a fish in your cup doesn't mean there's no fish in there.
Agreed.
So that's why I think aliens are faux real. Well, I tell you what, Nick, those octopus legs or whatever the hell they were, going to clean you right out.
Yeah.
You might not have to wipe.
They've invigorated me. Like, so I'm just gross. Still going. Is anybody? I'm just going to keep eating.
No, keep eating.
Do your thing right now.
Yeah, so ghosts, though, I think they're real. I've been in places where physically never seen one, but I can't explain some of the shit that I heard.
What'd you hear?
I was in Santa Fe for work. We called it the Pink House. It was a big stucco pink house. And it had the Scooby-Doo pictures on the walls, you know, the big ones. And it did seem like their eyes were following you, even though they didn't move. But at night, one night, footsteps, it was just me and another person from work staying there. He was in a different room down the hall. And footsteps kept going all up and down the hall. And I'd get up, open the door, and I was going to be like, hey, Jeff, what the fuck you doing, man? There's no one there. Then I hear, bong, bong. Down in the basement, someone's hitting something metal, like a pipe.
Did you go down there and look?
Fuck no, I'm not going down there. So I sat up, and I sat up. I didn't get a lot of sleep those 5 days. The last night, I was like, I'm not sleeping. And I ended up sleeping on the couch. I fell asleep. And the next morning, Jeff comes out. He's like, hey, man, you fucking with me? I was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, every window around the house rattled like next window, and it was fast enough to where he said there's no way someone could have ran around the house and did it. I was like, I didn't even hear it, man. And I'm sitting by a window. That was a freaky house. I want to take you to the Santa Fe Pink House.
But you know what? I did find something interesting in Portland that they do. It's a haunted beer pub tour.
I could do that.
I think that'd be
pretty
sweet.
Scare the beer right out of me.
Uncover Portland's haunted dark side, apparently. It's a spine-tingling walking tour, sampling 6 local beers.
Oh. Did you just add walk?
Yeah, it's walking.
You could walk some of those, whatever meat you're eating off.
Get that summer bod you're looking for.
There you go.
It's coming.
Can we do that in September?
At a time.
You know what I still think I would really like to do if we could get enough people interested is rent out one of those pedal bike in Seattle or Portland and get enough of the brew crew to show up with us and drink beers with the brew crew.
That would be fun.
I think we should look.
There's in Deadwood, they do tours, also ghost tours. They've had cameras and pictures and shit that they've caught old people in old timey gear, just sitting there, and no one ever remembers that they're there. They've never seen the people, but they're in the pictures. You go through there, it's a pretty badass place, Deadwood. They got all kinds of casinos, and Bullocks is the place where they do the ghost tour.
Well, let me read this ghost tour description, see if it's something you guys are interested in doing.
I'm already interested.
This tour includes an exclusive 20-minute visit into one of Portland's original Shanghai tunnels.
What's that? A what?
Chinese.
A Chinese tunnel?
In the 1800s, locals steered clear of Portland's North End, as it was notoriously dangerous and a hotbed for kidnapping. On this tour, you'll venture underground into the Shanghai tunnels and see where unknown sailors were ruthlessly abducted. This rampant kidnapping earned Portland the reputation as one of the most dangerous port cities in the Western Hemisphere. Expert tour guides regale you with stories about these infamous criminals, their victims, and the ghosts
that's
they
Portland,
left behind.
Oregon?
No, it's Portland, China.
Maine. Could be Portland, Maine.
Shanghai tunnels, Portland, China.
Could be Portland, Maine.
This is in Portland, Oregon. This is in the PDX.
Do you got a Bunsen burner? Max.
What's that?
Do you got a Bunsen burner?
No, we don't have a fucking Bunsen burner. What?
I want to roast the marshmallows.
A Bunsen burner?
Yeah.
Where the hell did you get that from?
Scientific, man.
Science class back in the 60s?
I am a scientific man.
I didn't even use a Bunsen burner in science class when I was in high school, junior high.
Hey, do you got a couple Petri dishes I can use over here?
Yeah. Hey, where do you keep your microscope?
You don't have a microscope?
No.
Good God, how do you live?
Well,
Bunsen burners and microscopes will make the day.
Bigfoot.
Don't believe it.
You know, Bigfoot to me is something I feel like if it ever existed, it was a one-time thing.
I feel like if I found one and killed it, it's illegal to kill one in Washington. You know that, right? Punishable by law. You can get 20 years in prison. I'm doing it anyway.
Did you say punishable by law?
Punishable. Yeah. And I'm doing it anyway so that when I get out, I can write a motherfucking book. I'll be a millionaire. I just solved the Bigfoot issue.
You'll never get out. By the time you get put in there, they'll steal all the evidence.
No, man, I'm going public with this shit. I'm taking pictures. I'm before I get caught, right? I'm doing all kinds of, I'm putting it on social media.
What if you're getting up in Bigfoot?
What if you and Bigfoot become friends, though?
How? You ever seen Harry and the Hendersons? Yeah, I'm not going to be friends with Bigfoot.
Well, then how are you going to make money off of it if you shoot it in the head?
Kyle, I just found Bigfoot. That's how you make money off it. Write books, interviews, all kinds of shit.
No one's going to care that, because they're going to be like, why'd you shoot it in the head?
Because I wanted to prove that they existed.
Why don't you just fucking tase his ass?
Why don't you shoot him in the leg?
I don't have a taser.
Why don't you shoot him in the leg?
Because
why don't you snare him?
Folklore, they're really big. And they could take a shot to the leg and still kill you.
Why don't you just use a snare trap?
Yeah.
Nunchucks? What?
I will say one cool thing about Solo is how him and Chewbacca meet. That's fun to see.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
So anyway, did you know that Chewbacca had to have guys in vests around him when they were doing the Endor shots because people thought that they might kill him because he might be Bigfoot? It's a real story.
I did not know that.
Yeah. But Bigfoot, yeah, it's not real. Otherwise, we would find some kind of skeletal remains, something.
There is, up in the fucking Himalayan mountains.
No, that is...
Well, the only thing about Bigfoot that I think is not helping the people that are trying to prove Bigfoot's real is the fact that I thought that a Bigfoot originated from, like, the Pacific Northwest.
No, they're all over the world.
Right, that's what they're saying now. They're all over the world. They're in all these different places.
Been saying that for years.
That's just, I don't know, to me, I feel like that's just...
But Harry and the Hendersons are the Northwest.
Yes.
I mean, if they're saying that there used to be an animal that was like a bear that walked on 2 feet the whole time, and they want to call it a Sasquatch, I could believe that. But I would believe that it's probably extinct.
Did you see the weird wolf that someone just shot?
No.
It's in the news? I don't know what it is. I looked at it, and it's big.
Is this something that I should pull up?
Is it a dire wolf?
So they were actually talking about that, is it? Well, and then they came up with all these weird names, so I don't know.
Why is it weird?
Because it's a big-ass dog-looking thing, and scientists don't know what
it was
is.
Weird.
Yeah, scientists say that they have no idea what it is.
Does anybody want the rest of this ostrich one?
No, Nick. You're the human garbage disposal. What was this, 2 days
mysterious
ago?
Mysterious wolf-like creature shot in
Montana. Yeah, that's it.
Is it a wolf? A new kind of hybrid dog species? A relative of Bigfoot?
A dire wolf?
This mysterious furry creature was shot in Montana, has even wildlife experts puzzled. Let's see.
I mean, it looks like a dog-wolf mix to me. But it's huge. I mean, the one of the animal people put its paw up against his hand, and it's, like, big. It's the chupacabra right there. Look how big that paw is.
Nothing about
this is impressing me.
Me either. They couldn't have got a better picture. I mean, it just looks like a dirty-ass dog.
Yeah. Look, man, I'm just saying. The only thing is, Bigfoot's not real because we don't find these things.
Well, this thing's dumb. This ain't okay. Nothing special. This is just somebody's fucking mutt. What? Look, that's not a big paw.
That's a pretty big paw, dude.
That's not that big of a...
No, this is crap.
This right here, Will, is what you call a load of bullshit.
This is what,
that's a crock of bullshit?
This is how they get people like you.
Yeah, you've been got. You done
been
got. I
just said
got.
I don't believe in Bigfoot.
And then you believe in ghosts, too. You've been got.
Ghosts are real, dude.
No, they're not. They're fake.
Okay, then explain to me what happens to energy when you die. All you are is energy, right?
Yeah.
Can't destroy it.
No. Nope.
What do?
You dissolve into the ground.
Nope.
That's your physical body, not your energy.
It's gone. It just stays.
Your whole brain is electric. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You can't destroy that.
It just disperses into the ground.
Makes no sense to me. So you become a volcano? Or
maybe. A tree?
Know. I'm saying.
A bush?
I'm shrubbery. Saying there's something past where we are. I'm not saying heaven and hell because I don't believe in that shit, but there's something.
I don't think
so. I agree.
Which one do you agree with, Nick? You just totally agreed with both.
He agrees with it all.
Yep. Neutral. You're like Switzerland.
Let's talk UFOs.
Yes. I would like to take a ride.
Sarah.
No anal probes.
Well, let's be honest. You would be like, where's the anal probes? I'd be a little let down.
Walking.
No anal probes.
What up, bitches? I'm back. Yeah. Where's the anal probe?
This one's getting beamed up butt first.
How come every time they beam me up, I'm bent over?
That's no coincidence. Yeah.
Sierra and I watched the movie Paul last night. Have you guys seen the movie Paul?
Is that with Seth Rogen?
Seth Rogen plays Paul. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Kristen Wiig plays a character that doesn't know how to swear. It's her first time ever swearing.
I don't remember enough about the movie.
I saw it kind of a long time ago, but I do remember that it was pretty good.
I can't even remember. Does Paul look like the little alien guy off American Dad?
Roger?
Yeah, he looks just like Roger.
Oh, hey, guys.
Sierra was just watching that today, too. But yeah, it was a good movie. But I'm a firm believer in aliens. There's, in my opinion, there is no way whatsoever that there is not alien life, intelligent alien life, living somewhere in the galaxies.
And it doesn't mean that they are here or have been here, but there's got to be something.
I think it does. You ever, like, look at all these fucking ruins that are built, like, exactly mathematically to scale?
The Egyptian pyramids,
fucking,
dude.
Like,
star constellations and shit.
Yeah,
like
not even the pyramids. Like, the pyramids aren't even the most intriguing ones. Mm-hmm. Or that, like a lot of the Mayan shit. And then they dig down underground, and it's not just the big ass buildings, but they dig down and like there's a whole network relayed to every like little house and every building and stuff like that that resembles a fucking modern day computer chip.
It was lined with copper and shit like that. I will get lost in those TV shows that are all about those weird theories or strange things that they've found. There's also a book that they found. I can't remember the name of it right now off the top of my head.
The Necronomicon.
Well, whatever it's called.
Nostradamus.
No.
Oh. God. Sorry, man. I'm off the rails, man. I'm off the rails.
Tell. You're going to get stabbed.
I will say,
if you don't
God, drink. I hate fucking drinking. I hate you all.
Don't interrupt me. Let me finish my story. They found this book that, like, whoever the top translators of old like languages still to this day cannot translate whatsoever. It is a completely weird language written in this thing that they have no way whatsoever to discern what the hell they're talking about.
Think Stargate's real? Could be, right?
I mean, but it's takes you back to a lot of the stuff on Rick and Morty, right? I mean, like the dimensions and things like that. A lot of people are starting to believe there's a possibility that we live in a simulation, a computer simulation.
Well, I don't believe that because otherwise I would shut myself down. Come on, that leg is trying to get out of my belly, man.
You just gotta keep shoveling.
Think about nanotechnology.
Yeah.
Think about where we went from learning to fly to going to the moon in 69. That's what, 60 years? We went from just learning to fly 180 yards to going to the moon, right?
Think about inner space.
Think about the computer that sent the guys to the moon. Probably the size of your house.
Yeah.
Now, you could do it with an iPod, right? Nanotechnology, how do you get that? You don't just invent it. It's reverse technology. They found something. They have something, right? They have to.
Oh, yeah.
Shit's moving way too fast for us not to be just inventing it. It's reverse technology. We're reverse technologizing.
Technologizing?
Technology, it's a real word, I think.
Reverse engineering.
Shit that we found. I mean, shit that maybe Roswell, whatever, if that was a true story, whatever. But there's something that we're getting help somewhere.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I feel like there's a lot that we don't know. That's how we find all that stuff out. But the book I'm talking about is called the Voynich Manuscript.
Voynich? How do they know it's titled that?
This is just what they call it.
That's what it's called, Will.
They can't read it.
It's an illustrated codex that's handwritten in an unknown writing system.
I know that writing.
The paper that's written on is carbon dated to the early 15th century, so between 1404 and 1438. And they think that it was written in northern Italy during the Italian Renaissance.
They were all drunk on wine, man.
And it's actually named the Voynich Manuscript after the guy that owned it. He was a Polish book dealer, and he purchased it in 1912.
It's just double Dutch. I can read it.
I don't think you can read it.
Yeah, right there. It says, this is just double Dutch. Will could read it. Page one.
You're a nincompoop.
That's not even a real word.
My kindergarten teacher used to call us all nincompoops. Like,
really?
Regularly. Yeah.
What an asshole. You know, in high school, in ninth grade, I went to Bellarmine, and we had Father Fred. You know those little pink rubber erasers?
Mm-hmm.
You start talking, Those are winged at you. Awesome. They just throw them right at your fucking face, dude.
Awesome. That guy probably got so good at throwing those things.
Oh, dude was an old man and could wing it and stick you right in the nose, man.
Dude, his aim was probably money.
Mm-hmm.
So that was between 1404 and 1438.
Yep.
And then Da Vinci's around in like 1450 something.
Yep.
So there you go. Maybe Da Vinci learned some of his shit from the voyeur.
Well, the whole Renaissance and everything that was happening back then is fucking incredible. The shit that they couldn't build, that he had fucking drawn up specs and everything like that. Fucking tanks and fucking random other shit.
He had a pedal flying helicopter kind of thing that he invented. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would like to see that right now.
Yeah.
I could use that to get to work. I'll lose weight and get to work
now
with no traffic.
That's an interesting theory.
No, that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Titanium's light. We could build it out of titanium.
I think I've got like a big fucking deep love conspiracy for like shit hidden in the Vatican or fucking all over the world and random
stuff. You watch too much Nicolas Cage is what you need. You need to stop
the
Cage.
I'm going to steal the... What does he steal again? The Constitution of the United States of America.
No, he doesn't say it like that. I'm going to steal the Constitution of the United States of America.
I believe him. I believe
he did it. I watched it.
Going back to summertime.
Summertime. You know what chicks in Enumclaw have?
I guess we're going to just talk over me.
Summer teeth. Okay. Summer here. Some are there.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, Will. Sorry for all of our Enumclawians that are listening right now.
Yeah. You have a beautiful tooth.
Yeah.
Polish that thing. Cherish it.
One of my other favorite things to do in the summertime is to hit up some car shows.
Car shows.
With my dad.
Hell yeah.
That's one of our favorite things to do.
And what would be your dream car, so to speak? Would it be a classic? Would it be something new? Bugatti?
That's tough. I have maybe Bugatti like...
something I try to keep off my car.
I have like 3 or 4 dream vehicles.
I don't know. You got to pick one. Okay? Gun to the head. Gun to the head.
Gun to the head.
Gun to the head. One car, one life, one dream.
If I could have any car in the world, I would have one of the very old James Bond Aston Martins.
Yeah, I can see that. Nick?
I don't think about this often, but every time I do, I can't help but get stuck on what I really wanted when I was like 12, which was a
Toyota Celica.
No.
Oh, Corolla.
I had a model of a bright yellow Lamborghini.
Oh, Countach? Yeah.
Lamborghini Countach? Hell yeah.
And you did that because they had always hot chicks and
those
bikinis.
Are getting rare to find too.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah, very rare to find.
Do you know what Batman drove was? How do you pronounce that? Murcielago. Which is bat. That's why he drove that. Cool. Just saying.
Huh. I like it.
That's what that means.
What would you pick,
my
Will?
Dream car, and I owned it for a little while.
Yeah, you jackass.
67 Camaro SS.
You're an idiot.
I had to sell it, Kyle. Down to buy another one.
Well, yeah, we're just gonna put it wherever we want.
Look at that, dude. Look at the garbage pile that guy has.
He went through so much meat today.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if I've ever seen him have that much meat in his mouth before.
You got relief cuts in your jeans, man?
But I don't know. There's some other cars that I really love. I really liked the Japanese tuner market back in the 70s. So like a 71 Nissan like Skyline.
Or Datsun. Was there a Datsun that's
Yeah, well,
was
Datsun
big.
Was Nissan.
They had Skylines in 71?
Oh, yeah. They're fucking badass. I'll pull up a picture.
Are they right-hand drive?
Yeah, they are right-hand drive.
Fuck that. I would get so confused. My brain does not work like that.
No namby driver, huh?
Not well, I can be. I love driving backwards. Does that make sense? there's a lot of cars that I would dig to.
Right there.
The older, anything past the 72 for a... Camino, El Camino, I don't want. But before 72, 69, badass.
So the 71 Skyline would be one that I would really like. But when Will also mentioned Datsun, they also had, around the same time, they had a 71 Datsun Bluebird.
I
They looked. It was a 5'10". Do they look similar?
Yeah, very similar.
Oh, they do, yeah.
I was a massive 300Z fanatic for a while.
Were you?
I fucking loved that car.
I just sold one about 2 years ago. Yeah, I bought it for my son, and he wanted a stick shift, so I told him, tear it apart, make it a stick shift, and he never got around to it, so I just sold it.
The other two cars that I've always wanted would be a 65 Nova,
ooh,
but a four-door, like sedan one.
Four-door?
Yeah.
Nobody drives four-doors, man.
I like the 67 Chevys, Corvette.
Ooh, ooh. Nick's pulling the bed out of his ass.
You can see why I would like this one, though. It's very similar to, like, the Datsun and the...
Yeah, it's boxy.
That's why I like it.
I don't care for four-door anything. Maybe a truck. I don't mind them. I want a four-door truck, but not my cars.
67 Vet.
My ultimate dream grocery getter is a...
Hummer?
Land Rover Defender.
My ultimate dream grocery getter is someone else to do it for me. Though I love grocery shopping, I don't like carrying the bags in the house, man.
I always wanted a Viper, too.
Yeah, me too, man.
So, one of my ex's cousins had a truck, and he dropped a Viper engine in it. Ooh. That truck was bad ass.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, sweet. Could you imagine driving a fucking truck with a Viper engine? Well, the ass is so light.
They make a Dodge truck now with the Viper engine in it.
Well, this is an older truck. I don't remember what year.
Because the Viper engine is, what, a V12?
Something like that, yeah.
Are we ready to get into a new beer and play some Bucket of Doom, fellas?
We're still killing this. What is this, 32 ounces? Hang on, I got to drink my beer like Donald Trump drinks his water.
That's not how he drinks it. He drinks it like this. Two hands. He goes like this.
You're the one that said last episode... that I drink it like Donald Trump.
Have you watched a video of Donald Trump drinking water?
I don't like Donald Trump. No, we can make him work.
Well, I'll pick
one. Oh, yeah, because, Will, you really just make it work.
My shit sucks, dude. I cannot do this game. This game does me.
Just quit letting it get wrapped up in your mind and just,
yeah,
like,
just go with the flow.
Yeah.
I don't
flow. Sometimes you got to just let it all
out. The only time
out.
I flow is when I rap.
No.
Oh, great. You wake up and you're the tail end of a human centipede.
I believe I just ate the tail end of a human centipede.
Why don't you guys draw three black cards, and while you guys pass them around, I'm going to go through the instructions of the game. So a little reminder about how this game works. I draw a scenario.
Scenario.
And Will, myself, and Nick will all draw three random cards. That will give us our tools that we will have to use in this scenario. And the way that it works is we're going to have to either get out of this scenario or enhance the scenario with the three tools that we have in our hand. Actually, we have three cards that have six tools in our hand. So we get to choose. We need to use at least one of these cards, but we could use all of these cards if we want. If we could just remember back, I've won the last two, and Nick won our very first,
which is double points, I remember.
So I'm winning.
So I'm up 2-1. Will's got a big goose egg over there. Will, are you feeling up to winning your first one this week?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Nick's got his cards. I've got my cards.
I got mine.
Nick, why don't we start with you? Why don't you read us off what you got on your cards, tools that will help you get out of this scenario.
What was the scenario of the centipede, right?
The scenario again is, oh great, you wake up and you're the tail end of a human centipede. What do you do?
Not to worry.
So what are your tools?
A pooey toilet brush.
Oh. Yuck.
Gross. But totally makes sense.
A taxidermy animal, E.T.'s finger.
Kyle loves that one.
Nair hair removal cream. Marge Simpson's hair.
You're going to use that?
And my personal favorite, Easy Cheese.
Oh, dude.
Will, what about you? What do you got?
Well, I have in my possession to get out of this scenario, which involves my mouth on the anus of someone else.
Hello.
Adoption papers.
How do you know you don't wake up in the very front?
It says, where does the tail end?
Yeah.
It says you wake up in your tail end.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Tail end. All right.
So I have adoption papers. I have a number for a very prompt taxi service. I have a pinata. That'll not do anything.
Remember that you have to do all this with your mouth on an anus.
Right. I have a can of Barbasol, which is shaving cream, right, guys?
I don't think it is shaving cream.
Barbasol? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, Barbasol.
You don't have to shave. Don't worry about it, little boy. I have toast with the face of the Virgin Mary on it.
Well, that'll get you where you need to be.
And I have a foot-long Tobletrone.
What?
Whoa.
Toblerone. Toblerone?
Toblerone.
Toblerone.
Damn it. It's a very tasty triangular-shaped chocolate.
Right.
It
but is. It's a foot long.
Yeah.
I've seen one 6 feet long.
I bet you were salivating.
I was. It's all chocolate goodness.
Caramel, right?
No. Caramel, but it's like a hazelnut or something.
And crunchies.
Yeah. Hmm. I have in my possession a pepperoni and magic mushroom pizza.
I'll eat it.
A Nissin shrimp cup of noodles.
Ew. Ooh, I like those.
No.
A Princess Elsa doll.
Let it go.
Let it go. They're going to be letting it go, all right. Yeti from Sky Mall. Are they talking about like a Yeti thermos?
Must be. Sky Mall, right?
Well, Sky Mall's that catalog in the airplanes.
They don't do that anymore.
Where you order expensive shit. Febreze odor eliminator spray.
You're really going to need that one.
I'm going to need that. And a face transplant.
Yeah,
you all right. I like that.
Sounds like you already got that.
Oh, man, I can't wait to get into what this is here.
I don't like it.
Okay, I do not think I'm going to win this week, guys. I'm just going to throw that one out there.
I can guarantee I'm not going to win. I have a pinata, for God's sakes. How can I use a pinata when I'm on all fours sewn mouth to ass?
Well, that's for you to figure out. I think that right now, while we all kind of think about this, I think you need to tell us what beer you brought and what we're going to be drinking while we play this game.
All right. I shall do. I have a Decadent, which is the brewery out of New York, I believe. Let me double chiggity check myself. Out of Brooklyn. What up? And it is a double IPA.
It smells like weed.
Does it?
It's, what does weed smell like?
Nick doesn't know.
I believe that's becoming something.
You don't know.
I don't know. So it is a double IPA. It is 8.6 alcohol by volume. I lied to you. It's brewed and canned by Dorchester Brewing in Boston, Massachusetts.
Say that again.
Decadent.
Where at?
Dorchester Brewing.
Okay.
In Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay.
But it's distributed by 12% LLC in Brooklyn, New York. But the difference...
Brooklyn, New York!
Yeah, get up over here!
Hey, Ma, park the car in the garage!
Motherfucker, got some double IPA!
Hey, forget about it!
Forget about this!
Hey, forget about your face!
Hey, shut your fucking face!
Hey, Joey Bonafuco over here!
Sucko, bucko, Bonafuco, yo! So it is... It's a double IPA, but... It's strawberry creamsicle. So let's see what this shit's going to taste like.
All right, let's try it out.
I'm worried about it.
I am too. I wanted to stick with the local.
Malad.
You definitely get the strawberry creamsicle on the aftertaste. That's where you get it. Right, not right off the bat.
It smells not that great.
I'm really getting the Madagascar vanilla bean.
Ooh, it right doesn't. It smells like a fucking cleaner or something.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's at the end. Mm-hmm. You get that vanilla and strawberry taste?
Yep.
Oh, it smells like something.
It's actually not that bad. The aftertaste makes me feel a little bit better.
It's okay, yeah. I don't mind it too much.
8.6%, though. We're going to be drunk.
It gonna get you drunk.
We're going to get all drunk up in here.
God, yeah. That is weird.
It's weird, right? I like weird. I, myself, am weird.
Well,
you
yeah.
don't say.
So, are we going to start off with this?
Yeah, I believe I need to start it off since I was last week's winner.
Yeah,
again,
you
back to back. Just saying.
Don't remember that.
Why do we do this after we drink so much? My brain doesn't work like
that's the point.
Should.
Oh, great. I just woke up and I'm at the tail end of a human centipede. What am I going to do? I start thinking in my head. I'm like, oh, God, I need to get out of this situation. What do I have around me? And I'm like, well, I'm nervous for when these people start shitting in my mouth, so I need to get them eating something that's going to let me forget. So I pass my pepperoni and magic mushroom pizza up to the front, hoping that I get some of the residual magic mushroom effect.
That is a good call. Yeah.
Just in case I don't, I also pass up my cup of noodles to the front, because I figure I'll know when I get to
the will. No, you won't. I think it's built. How long is this chain? Because it could be filtered all
the
way down.
I'm only the second one in. I'm only the second one in, and I have my bottle of Febreze spray close just in case that time comes. I just start spraying the air like crazy.
Now, while you're doing that, what kind of Febreze is it? Is it cool linen?
No, it's called Ocean Fresh.
Oh, all right. Mm. Okay.
I have recently had a face transplant. I actually had Will's face attached to my face.
My face is doubly eating ass. Okay.
So technically, it's Will's face that's eating asshole right now.
You had Will's face transplanted from Will. So Will's the front of the centipede shitting into his own mouth.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening right now.
I hate you all.
Will's shitting into his own mouth.
Which means you got to drink.
So Kyle's face is up front there smiling, using Will's body to shit in your own mouth.
That's exactly what's happening. And
That's more than, you know, that's like real life. That's like real life. Go ahead.
And while I'm trying to get out of this situation, I'm clutching my Princess Elsa doll and hugging it for dear life.
And you're not going to what?
I've realized that there's no way I can get out of this situation.
You're not going to what with her? Let it go?
No, I was not going to go there, Will.
I went there.
Well, I'm sure everyone's going to appreciate that now that they're going to have that.
Will turned
song
away
stuck
and
in their head.
Slammed the door.
I love how Will has just sang two of the most annoying songs ever to get them stuck in your guys' heads. If you guys want to contact Will, you can hit him up on Facebook at Philly Wisher and just let him know how much.
I'm not on Facebook.
I mean, I'm sorry, on Instagram at Philly Wisher.
I shouldn't have said anything.
On Twitter at Philly Wisher. And just let him know how you guys feel about him getting those songs stuck in your head.
And I'll let you know, let it go.
But I really have no way to get out of the situation. So that's where I'm going to end it.
I don't think any of us have an out just because we're sewn ass to mouth.
But your mouth is sewn to the ass, so that's the
part. At least I get to enjoy the pizza and magic mushrooms before it gets down to my body, right? Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah.
But it is going in through your mouth.
Imagine the mind fuck. Imagine the mind fuck when the mushrooms kick in, though, and you're like, I'm shitting in my own mouth.
I don't think it's a mind fuck. It's gonna be like an easement of my mind.
Nope.
Who do we want to go with next here? Will or Nick? How about Nick?
Let's go with Nick.
Nick, let's hear what you got. You want me to read the scenario again?
Yeah, I might as well.
Oh, great. You wake up and you're the tail end of a human centipede. What
again.
Do you do?
Oh, boy. What do I do? Well,
you do. That's what you do.
I do a doo-doo. I do a doo-doo, too.
Thank God we're still in my apartment.
Why would you allow this in your apartment?
Shut up, Will.
Got a drink.
Yes, we do. It was a late night. Partying, woke up in my bunk bed.
Top bunk. Top? I got dibs on top bunk. Yeah.
You top? Top bunk? What?
Charlie.
Really hard to see. I woke up and I'm like, oh boy, I don't remember anything. And my breath is horrible.
Why?
My breath tastes like I've been chewing on buttholes all night.
It sounds as though you might have been.
Yeah. Come to find out, I have been.
dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
And I've heard about this going around lately. It's really been taking the world by storm. Mm. This whole sewing buttholes to lips type of phenomena.
I think that's how they make hot dogs.
And luckily, I was prepared. So what do? I hurl my body off of the top bunk, causing like a whip chain reaction of everybody following me. And as I'm backing that ass up to the bathroom, wiggling like a caterpillar on crack, I reach for my Nair hair removal cream.
Ooh.
Because I know I need to keep that butthole clean.
No dingleberries for you.
My plan here is to reverse what's going on here, because I refuse to be the caboose. If anything's going to be going chain style, it's going to be going in my butt first.
In your mouth first.
No, in my butt.
You want? Oh, you want to re? Oh, I see. You're yes. Going backwards.
Yes, I do not want all of these people's whatever entering my mouth.
So you'd prefer to puke into a butthole?
Yes.
Gotcha.
I will shove anything and everything in my butt to
reverse,
make sure.
Is that reverse osmosis?
No.
Pretty close.
Thank you, Will. So after I spread this Nair hair removal cream all around and in and around and in my butthole, I reach for my pooey toilet brush that's laying between the toilet and the bathtub.
Would you say it was betwixt?
It was betwixt. Soon to be betwixt BB. Betwixt thine butt cheeks. And I just go for it. You know, they seem rather
just
large.
Give her hell.
Yeah, but once you get going and if you've got a purpose and you've got a plan in mind, you just go to town with that pooey toilet brush. And you get that Nair hair removal cream everywhere you can because you don't want no hiccups when you're shoving something up your butt side.
If you had hiccups, that would be even worse.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
So then I do an endo, do some somersaults, start whipping people around like a Sonic the Hedgehog. Go into my roommate's room where he's got collectibles everywhere. What I see is a taxidermy animal.
Oh, what kind?
Ferret.
Well, of course. Everyone taxidermies ferrets.
Yep. And I thought there'd be no better way to wipe this mess up than Fuzzy the ferret.
Yeah, you never see shit stick yep. to their fur, right?
Nope, it never does.
There you go.
So, first you start grinding back and forth, doing a little twerk session on Fuzzy the ferret, right? Went out of the corner
what
of my
kind of
eye.
Music is playing. I just gotta hear the music. Yeah. Gotta be something like yeah. James Brown or
Let
something.
Let it go.
Call me Big Daddy. I want you back, Daddy. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God! It wasn't me.
Big dick plumber chick and a homer chick. Beat the dick like a drummer chick. So out of the corner of my eye, while I'm just scrubbing my butt twixt with Fuzzy the ferret, I see his Simpsons collection, and I think, oh my God, it's a life-size Marge Simpson.
Whoa. It's like 8 feet tall.
If there's anything I've ever wanted to wipe my ass with, it's Marge Simpson's hair.
I don't think that's wiping.
Who hasn't?
That's the in and outs of wiping with that kind of hair.
Good story.
Right. Yep. So I lasso it with Fuzzy's sticky tail. Rip her head down and start wiping away with Marge Simpson's hair, then I know the coast is clear.
Right now you have the cleanest anus around.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, homie.
It's not a heinous anus.
It's not a heinous anus.
I was trying to talk to the people that were in front of me in line, but I couldn't get anything out. It was like, bruk, 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 bruk. So I just forced them into my bedroom where I kept a hidden treasure that had been handed down for one century.
One century.
Yeah. Kept it in a frozen log box. It was E.T.'s finger.
You have a lot of things to clean out that,
does it still,
that hole there.
I'm curious, does it still glow?
It does still glow.
Can it heal?
And what E.T.'s finger does is it phones home.
No, it's not a lie. It does do that.
Genius idea.
Which actually completely reverses the polarity of human centipede lifestyles. Because once it shoots through, it's a straight shot, and everything is vacuumed out that way.
So his finger
is in my butthole.
Okay, I got it. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, that's just that's the sound, and his butthole is glowing right
the
now.
The icing on the cake.
I wasn't there yet, but we're looking like a doom train coming down.
You got to open your mouth
through
that?
The tunnel. Ah! Oh yeah. Just a steamy hot blast of light.
Does the guy in front of you need to have his mouth open as well for the light to shine?
It gets
through?
Forced open.
Okay. It has to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Because my lips and my tongue and my mouth are going to be forcing his rectum open.
Gross.
So on and so forth, and it just keeps amplifying. It's exponential.
Why do I feel like you've thought this scenario through before?
I feel like he had a dream about it or something.
At that time, I'm thinking the coast is clear. Freeze, mother bitches. I go into the kitchen and grab my bacon easy cheese.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nope. We're going.
Everything tastes better with bacon.
What I do is grab a rubber band. Since you have to push that little nozzle down, right? Mm-hmm. And I just rubber band that bitch down, wrap it around the can tight, stipe, shove it up in there all the way and just let it explode.
Asplode?
Asplosion. And everybody else gets a little taste of the bacon ass cheese. And I win.
I think that they are.
You win, but
fortunate that you gave them some bacon flavoring.
Really, what we are doing here is
trying to get out of the scenario.
We're not getting out of the scenario. We're just making it better.
Yeah, yeah,
we're just making it tolerable for ourselves.
I guess if that makes I enjoyed it.
I mean, you get bacon easy cheese.
I mean, Nick had a whole plethora of action in his ass today.
He had a finger, Marge's hair,
a whole can of
dirty
bacon
toilet
cheese whiz.
Brush.
It's all right, Will, like, top that.
There's like, no way to.
Top that, Will.
I'll fall in. Fall right into that.
Do you need me?
Do you need a minute to think about it while I take a wee?
Do you gotta go pee pee?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta go pee pee.
I do too, actually.
Well, why don't you guys do a bathroom break? When we come back,
thinking about it is not
the conclusion of Bucket of Doom.
Doom. Doom. Doom.
Doom. Turtle. Turtle. All right, Will. Let's get to your scenario here. Now that we're back and we're ready to get into it. If you know what I mean. Let's hear what you got going on. Do you need me to read the scenario again?
We all need it.
Oh, great. You wake up and you're the tail end of a human centipede. What do you do?
Well, I open my eyes and I'm staring at ass cheeks. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? I'm trying to push away. No, no.
Somebody.
My mouth is actually stapled to this guy's ass. Let's hope it's a guy.
It could be a Nick.
Yeah, let's hope it's a guy's ass.
Let's hope it's a guy that is.
You'd
like
prefer
vegan
it to be a guy's ass?
I don't want any ass.
But if you had your choice, it'd be a guy's ass.
No.
Well, he just said, let's hope it is.
He did just say, let's hope it is a guy's ass.
All right, well, we're going with that then. Let's hope it's a guy's ass that actually used Nick's Nair or something. Or I have a can of Barbasol here.
Okay.
Which is shaving cream. And if it is a guy's ass, which I'm hoping it's not, but if it is, I got the Barbasol. I'm going to shave that shit down, right? I'm gonna take the trees down.
He's going to appreciate that.
Yeah, you can't catch a wily one in the eye. Yeah.
I don't want that. I don't want a wild hair up his ass.
I guess not.
I guess not.
Or in your mouth, apparently.
Oh. So
what happens when your like wily beard hair starts growing into his ass?
Oh, good question. Will grows a beard like literally in minutes.
Minutes. You guys could blink, open up your eyes, and I look like Gandalf.
Will shaves in the morning and he's got a quarter inch long beard by evening.
A quarter. So I take the Barbasol cream and I shave it. I don't want that shit in my mouth, right?
All
right. I don't want any shit in my mouth, but it's going to happen because I'm at the tail end of a goddamn centipede,
mm-hmm.
right? So I'm sucking on this guy's butt for some reason, right?
Touché.
And I start thinking about it. I'm like, I have a piece of toast that has the Virgin Mary printed on it. Yes. And I'm thinking, if I pray to this toast, will this toast save me? So I start praying to this toast.
What are you saying?
I'm saying,
let's hear your prayer.
Please. Is it Mother Mary? Do I call her Mother?
No, yeah. You don't. You call her Virgin Mary.
Virgin Mary.
Please, Virgin Mary.
Maybe just Mary.
Come and unstaple my mouth from this guy's asshole so that I can get the hell out of here. And my answers are not, my prayers are not answered, you know, right away. So I start eating a foot long tobletrone. But I
Toblerone.
That's what I said. And
goblin drones.
It's a booby trap. No, booby trap. That's what I said. It's the foot-long Toblerone Muffy. So I'm not eating it. I'm shoving it in my butt so I have something to throw up so that it tastes better than what's coming in, right?
Boy, you guys sure do like shoving things in your ass.
There's nothing you could do when you're the tail end of a centipede, man. Yeah.
You're grabbing everything right? you can. Just
I'll shove something in my ass if this will fix the situation.
Yeah. And I also, in my hand, I'm clenching up some adoption papers, right?
Okay.
Your hand's the only thing clenching, huh?
That's, well, my ass end is good, dude. That's just releasing shit. I have to eat the bad stuff. That's not good.
All right.
And I also happen to know a number of a very prompt taxi service, right? So I call the taxi service. I send the Virgin Mary the taxi so she can come save me. What does she do? She comes in. She unstaples my mouth from this person. We're going to call it a person now, not a guy. This person's ass.
A guy person.
And with the adoption papers, she adopts me. What does that make me?
You're now the mother of Mary. Or the son of Mary.
I am now a deity.
Okay.
You guys can now pray down.
I don't think that's how that works.
You're just the brown-headed stepchild.
Yeah.
You're the brown-eyed stepchild.
I got blue eyes.
Not anymore, you don't.
Oh, I got a brown mouth.
Like, this is the son you don't want to be.
Explosive diarrhea would be bad in this situation, especially after what you're eating.
Did you get out just before an explosion?
There were many explosions. We don't like to talk about it.
So, man. Well, let's put this up for vote. I'm gonna say who I'm picking right now.
I already know.
I am picking Will. And actually, the reason why I'm picking Will is because he's the only one that got himself out of the situation. So, I mean,
the Virgin Mary saved me.
She saved you.
She shaved me?
She shaved you. Then Barbasol. She saved you. She shaved you with the Barbasol. Then she saved you. And then she adopted you. Because she was like, no one else is going to love this child except for me. She knew that she had to love you, and she adopted you. So I'll give that one to you.
It's a Billiam love child.
I'm going with Nick because his explanation was very vivid. When I shut my eyes, I could see everything.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to have a tiebreaker? I've never thought about how we would do a tiebreaker.
I'm going to have to go with Kyle on this one.
Yep, we got a tiebreaker.
Well, not necessarily. If he's going with me, he's voting for you.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Are you voting with me? I'm voting with
No, I'm voting for Kyle.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right, let's hear your reasoning.
I guess it's a hashtag moment.
Let's hear your reasoning.
I feel like Kyle was very enhanced. Will did escape, but I just feel like he still needs another couple rounds to really dial in.
No, I don't want to dial it in. I don't want to dial it in.
No.
I don't want no more.
To really get his stories to gel and be more fluid.
Well, we have a three-way tie. How are we going to handle this? Do we do another one right now? Or do we do whoever wins next week wins double points?
Are we keeping points?
We are keeping points.
God damn it, Will.
I tell the points every time. I'm up 2 wins. Nick's got 1 win.
With more points.
You've got zero wins.
He's got double points.
So, how do we want to do...
Your first win was a half a pointer.
No.
That's what he said.
You guys can't just make rules up. Why? Here's the deal. Do we want to do a tiebreaker right now, or do we want to do a tiebreaker the next episode?
I think we're going to have to save it for the next episode.
I think so, too. I think whoever wins next week, double points. Or maybe we should put it up to vote to
Let's
the audience.
Hashtag that shit.
Let's ask the audience.
Yeah. Just get on the Instagram, Here's the Brew.
And hashtag butt entry.
You don't even have to hashtag. Just comment on one of the pictures. Hey, here it is.
Well, here's what I would do. I will post a post on Facebook. Go onto our Facebook page. I will also post onto Twitter. And actually, I'll do a Twitter poll. That'll be easy enough.
Yeah.
Twitter poll. Follow us on Twitter, at Here's to Brew. There'll be a Twitter poll on who won the Bucket of Doom. Will,
you know what would be funny?
Myself or Nick.
Would be funny is if we all took a picture and we're all centipeded out.
Yeah, like I was in the front and then
no, you're in the back. You're in the back, dude. You're in the back.
I don't like that idea at all.
I just said it would be funny.
I mean, maybe to you, because you're the one that wanted a man's ass in your mouth.
So my lips are stapled to this dude's ass. I mean, let's hope it's a man.
How do you know?
I prefer it to be a man.
That's what you said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but how do you know it's not a man or it is?
Because there would also be telltale signs.
Mm-hmm. Balls in your chin.
Hairy ass.
A bald chin, yeah. That's a real thing.
Let's talk beer for a minute here. What do you guys like the best out of our three beers today?
I like the Deschutes.
You like that one?
Yeah.
I think for like major drinkability, the Deschutes for me. I feel like that's the one that we could be drinking all day long.
I think that's a good summer one, but honestly my favorite is the Amber.
The Amber is good, I know. The Amber is good, but I do like this Deschutes. I might go with the Deschutes for me as my vote.
What are you going with, Nick?
The Deschutes.
All right, I'm gonna go with the Amber.
Deschutes it is. That's our beer of the week.
This one is so weird.
It's weird, dude. And eating this hot pepper fire truck, not open it.
Smash Mallows in your mouth.
Do you know the hot pepper song?
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
No way.
Kyle, can you look up?
Ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
The song on the
computer. You looking kind of dumb?
The Teen Titans.
With a finger and a thumb.
Hot pepper song.
In the shape of an L on your forehead.
Let's see here. That's it, guys. We're going to end this here. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Adios.
Peace out.
Boom.
New episodes coming at you every Friday. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Here's to Brew. Oh, and don't be a dick. Drink responsibly.